the week after Ironman South Africa 2014, the 10th edition. And as you can hear, the voice still hasn't recovered. What an amazing weekend it was. Gee, I was truly honored to be on the red carpet for most of the day to welcome everyone home. It was an amazing, amazing experience. I'll talk more about that, though, on this week's show. But to let you know what we have got a jam-packed, star-studded show for you today. We have got the ladies, number one and two, from Switzerland, Simone Brandley, as well as Britain's Lucy Gossage, joining us this week as well. We've also got the men's 1, 2, and 3, Faris El Sultan, who is such an amazing guy. We've got him on the show. We also chat to South Africa's Kyle Buckingham, who had an absolute stormer on Sunday. And then the man who just never looked in trouble at all throughout the day, from Germany, Niels Fromholtz, joins us on this week's show as well to talk about his race. And it was a superb, supreme effort. He had the best swim split, the best bike split, and the best run split of the day. Well deserved from the young German. And he is on this week's show as well. As always, don't forget, if you would like to be in touch, you can pop me an email, podcast@trytalksa.co.za. You can also tweet us at trytalksa or pop us a message on our Facebook page. It's that easy to be in touch. If you also are running, if you are training perhaps for a Comrades Marathon, or if you're heading down to the Two Oceans, I have to tell you that we've launched a brand new podcast. It's called Ask Coach Parry. Lindsay Parry, who is the high performance coach for Triathlon South Africa. We chatted to him a couple of weeks ago here on Tri Talk SA to talk about the podcast, but the response has been phenomenal. Every single day he's answering a question. You can get your questions in. You can listen to the answers as well. Just head over to askcoachparry.com. That's where you can find all those details. Let's get straight into this week's show, and we'll chat to all the main players at this week's weekend's Ironman South Africa.
Okay, joining us, the winner and runner-up of yesterday's Ironman South Africa, Lucy Gossage. We've got Simone Brantley as well. Start with you, Lucy. Congratulations yesterday. Fantastic run. You came out really hard off the bike, probably a little bit too hard, but it was a tough, tough race yesterday, wasn't it?
Yeah, the whole day was tough. Even the warm-up was tough. yeah, I mean, it was great to be part of such an exciting race. And I think, well, I certainly gave everything I could. I didn't have anything left in the tank at the end. And you've got to be patient and you've given it everything you have.
I mean, as far as the racing goes, if you look at the times, I mean, the top three ladies separated literally by 2 minutes after such a long day. Was it one of the closest races you've been? Did you ever think, like, I can win this thing, or hang on a sec, I'm not going to make a podium? I mean, it was just really hammer and tong the whole way out there, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, on the bike, I was all on my own, and I was just, like, I'm miles behind. And, yeah, then on the run, I set out the run, and I thought, right, I'm gonna win this. I'm going to run down Jodie. And then there was Simone running just behind me. And, Simone was running brilliantly, and I was struggling. And then when she passed, there was a little bit of me that thought, oh, I've come third. And then I thought, no, come on, you don't have to say that. And, you know, even the last mile, I was, once I'd passed Jodie, I didn't quite lose that hope that maybe Simone might slow down. You know, it's not over till it's over. So it was a really, really exciting battle. And, I wanted to run like that. So.
Speaking of Simone, with us as well, Simone, congratulations. I mean, yesterday, you love South Africa. You love coming back. How special was this win for you? Obviously, you've had injury problems, but you're back on the top step of the podium. You must be over the moon.
Definitely, I'm very happy about that. And as Lucy said, everything is possible until the finish line. And 2 years ago, I was second by 1 minute and 59 seconds, maybe 2 minutes, after Natasha. And I knew it's just very, very close. And I know Lucy; she's very strong in the last few Ks, as I know. And I knew I just have to run as fast as I can during the last 2 Ks, and was not enjoying the last 2 Ks as usually, because normally I say after 40 Ks, just enjoy now. But this time, no chance. I just didn't enjoy when I saw the red carpet.
and even seeing that red carpet, I mean, Niels came in, he had a huge gap ahead of Kyle. The three of you were so close together, you couldn't really take your time and savor that red carpet, but a special moment nonetheless. The crowds in Port Elizabeth, you really love it. I mean, the South African support, great.
It's perfect. It's really great. It feels like they are just cheering for me. I know there are a lot of people around, but I always felt like my whole family, they were here, but still, like, all the friends are like home race. It was really great. Yeah, it was definitely a great race.
Simone, Lucy, congratulations. Both of you. Hopefully, we see you both back in South Africa in the future here at Ironman. We'd love to have you, and great to watch your race, and congrats.
Thank you very much.
Paris, fantastic race yesterday. We were standing on the sidelines. I was on the carpet when you guys got in. It was just awesome watching the top three. You guys were going hammer and tongs. Sitting in the press conference, you trained a bit with Kyle overseas. Kyle was really suffering on the run yesterday. You went past him, said to him, don't give up. That decision, an interesting one. He came back and passed you on the run. Did he say anything to you when he came past you towards the end there?
No, he didn't. You know, we are at a different stage in our careers. He's right now more or less at the beginning, and I'm more in the autumn of the career. So to him, it really is important whether he is second place or third place, and to me it's not so much. You know, if I can win, that's a different story, but the win was out of the question, and so it doesn't matter that much. And I was suffering. You know, if I would have seen a chance to make it happen somehow easily or whatever, then I would have tried, but it wasn't, and so it was okay.
You also said you're from the old sort of school of triathlon. He's a youngster. Things were different back then. How different is it racing when you were in your prime? You're a former world champion. How different was it then to now?
Well, what was different is that the fields weren't that big as they are today, and the group dynamics started to play more of a role. But honestly, yesterday, that was not important. That was an exceptional race because, I mean, I can only speak for what I've seen, and there we hardly had any drafting at all, whether with the age groupers nor with the pros. And as I said, I don't know about the other groups in the back of the pros, but I can only say for the group that I was in, and that was super fair. And so, yeah.
You love coming back to South Africa. It's an amazing, amazing place. We obviously love it because we're from here. We're a bit biased. But, it's one of the special races on the calendar, isn't it?
It is. It really is a special race. And we also, you know, what we have to have in Ironman is a variety of races. We need tough races, easier races. We need races in big cities. We need races early in the season, late in the season. And this race is perfect. It's obviously, it favors people that train in the Southern Hemisphere. But still, you know, for somebody from Europe, it's still doable. And not every Ironman has to be something where you really peak. So, and it's well organized, it's definitely worth the trip, and can't say anything bad about it, besides the road surface.
We all agree. Paris, you also said something really interesting about the growth of Ironman internationally and the races that are springing up all over. There's obviously the sport's growing globally. This is the only Ironman on the African continent. Africa's huge. You mentioned something about the way Ironman's growing it, and maybe they should be building more here as opposed to maybe, like you said, another race in Australia or another race in North America.
Definitely. You know, we have so many races in North America. By the way, not all of them work really good and are sold out. And same as in Australia. I mean, Australia has 20 million inhabitants and has 4 Ironman races. I think what we need is we need races in different areas of the world where there is no Ironman. India, more than 1 billion people, no Ironman race. China, more than 1 billion people, no Ironman race. We need to go there, and I also believe that there's always, you know, the one country that is for a bigger region, like the spearhead, pinnacle, and South Africa is that for the African continent. I mean, you can't expect to have a race in the Congo because that's a messed up country. But, you know, if you have a good country that were in the good race, then it draws all the attention from the people out of other countries in the region that really want to do the race and spread the word and help grow the sport.
Paris, it was awesome watching your race again yesterday. Congratulations. We look forward to welcoming you back to South Africa. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Well, Carl Backing with us second yesterday. Carl, I was out on the course watching you. You were hammering it hard. You came past me just before the turnaround on your last lap, and you were really hurting. Went through some dark places, deep in the pain cave yesterday.
Yeah, no, definitely. The last, the third lap wasn't very pleasant at all. I was having some stomach cramps. And then at the last turnaround, where you get the band for your arm, I started to walk, and then Paris overtook me. So I thought I'm going to have to settle for third or even fourth. I mean, Bass is closing in on me. And then I just had these waves where I'd feel good, and then I would walk, and then I'd feel good, and then walk, and then the last aid station with 5Ks to go. Not the last aid station, but at the back of the university, I started feeling good again. So then I started closing in on Farris, and I was running really, really well and feeling comfortable. And then I passed Farris. He was behind me, and then I put in a surge. And then he just fell back and back. And then the last kilometer, I just opened up like 3:45 a K, and then. Yeah, it was incredible, and I knew I had it, so the red carpet was very special.
Carl, we'll get onto that red carpet now. Farris, you trained with him a bit overseas.
Yes,
we chatted to him a little bit earlier as well. What did he say to you when he came past you there?
When I was walking, was like, don't stop now, come on, carry on running, don't stop. So that gave me a lot of motivation, and Farris is an amazing guy. We spent a lot of time together in Tucson, and yeah, it was just great to have some encouragement from a world champion.
I mean, that's crazy. Like, for someone like me, who's an average sort of athlete, just we look at you guys racing, and we think you're just going really hard at each other. But here's a guy who's overtaking you for a position on the podium, and he's telling you not to stop, to keep going. I mean, he's old school, but he's a legendary guy.
Yeah, he's incredible. And even, you know, when I crossed the finish line, he came to me and he was bowing down to me, and then he said, you're a true warrior. So it was really special for Paris to do that.
Let's talk about that red carpet, and not just the red carpet. Obviously, you originally from here in PE. How special was it racing in front of you? I mean, you've probably trained these roads. You know this course.
Yeah, I've been training here the last month. But, you know, my home crowd, for them to be shouting at me the whole way on that run was the most amazing feeling. I just wish I could have videos.
Bottle it and take it wherever you go.
Take it all in. But that coming down that red carpet, I was walking a little bit, and I just got to really enjoy it, because the crowd was amazing. It was like they were all going to come crashing down on me. It was so loud, and it was like being in a tunnel. And when I grabbed the South African flag off one of my cousins, that was amazing. So
what's next on the course for Carl Backing?
I'll probably do I'm thinking of either going to the States.
The free States, the actual States.
Yeah, the actual States. But that would be amazing. I would like to go and race in America and get my name out there. Or we could do Austria Ironman would be good, or some other Ironmans, but try and win an Ironman and get under my belt.
I want to mention something. I chatted to you just after your performance at Kona. Obviously that was huge for you. It was really big. I think you came into, this is just from the outside, you came into 70.3, your first race as a pro. I don't want to say a bit cocky, but you've obviously come off a great performance.
Yeah.
How much did you learn out of 70.3, what it's like to be a pro? You came into this one, the press conference, beginning of the race, before the race. You sat here going, no, you're a little bit heavier, you're not too, you just played it down, your chances, but you smashed it yesterday.
Yeah, no, definitely. I mean, after East London, I didn't have a very good race. I was very light. I tried a few things, and I went back to everything normal, like I have been for Kona and all my other races. So, but I mean, I learned a lot in East London. I mean, you've got to stick with the main pack, and that's what I did. If you're not in the main pack, you're gonna settle yourself in top 10, and I wanted to just risk it, and I did it. I caught them on the bike, and I felt comfortable. So, yeah.
Brilliant. Carl Backing, good luck.
Thank
look forward to watching you and following your progress this
Thanks
year.
Thanks so much.
the 2014 Ironman South African champion, Niels Fromholt. Congratulations. You just looked so comfortable on that run yesterday. Your celebrations on the red carpet means a lot for you to win this race, doesn't it?
Yeah, of course. It's my third Ironman and my second win, and it was a specific one here in South Africa. It was amazing for such a big crowd and an amazing crowd, and it was so loud, and yeah, it's a special kind of emotion.
And a tough field. I mean, you look at the men's pro field, former world champion Farris, Carl Buckingham, local favourite. He was chasing hard, but you just had the legs and that run. You mentioned in the press conference that you were thinking, I've got to walk, I've got to walk. You didn't look in trouble at all from the sidelines, but it was a great win for you. Are you happy with the way the day played out? I mean, it's a hard race, this one, isn't it?
Yes, of course. Before, or my goal for South Africa was to earn the points for the qualification for Kona, and maybe a third or fourth place was enough for it, but yeah, in the race I had good legs, and I want do more than the third place, and I try it.
Well, mission accomplished on those Kona points to qualify. That's in the bag now. As far as racing here in South Africa, you mentioned the crowds. It's obviously a long way from home in Germany, but as racing in Africa, were you surprised at the setup here and the amount of people out to watch and support you?
Yes, of course. I go to South Africa and won't do an Ironman, and I don't know what happened here, and then. And I started here, and it feels like 1 million spectators at the streets and shouting and have fun the whole day. And that's why I had fun the whole day.
Will you come back?
Yes, of course.
Absolutely. Niels, congratulations once again. It was awesome watching you, and we look forward to welcoming you back to South Africa.
Oh, thank you.
And that's it for another edition of Tri Talk SA. And yeah, just to wrap things up and wrap up the weekend at Ironman South Africa, I just want to say well done to each and every one of you who had the courage to make it to the start line and head out on Hobie Beach for that 3.8-kilometer swim. It was amazing to watch you racing, and it was an absolute honor to welcome you back onto the magic red carpet, as well as the first time I've ever announced at an Ironman event. And absolutely loved it. I have to be honest, I had a bit of FOMO that I wasn't racing out there with you. It's the first one in 4 years that I haven't done. But the good news is, for me, and yeah, it's a bit of bad news too, actually, is I am actually doing an Ironman this year, and I am on the start list for Ironman Zurich in July. So I'll be doing a lot of training. It's, as we record this, 109 days to go today. Until Ironman Zurich, so going to be training through winter, which is the bad news, but I'll be spending lots and lots of time on the indoor trainer, of that I have no doubt. But I look forward to sharing some of that journey with you as I build up towards Switzerland. If you did race this past weekend, rest well, recover well, and I look forward to seeing you out on the road and in the water very, very soon. So for myself, Brad Brown, please be in touch, and we'll chat next week. Cheers.